Simon Shin Mem Hey Sifya Dalit is a Carmelis. What is a Carmelis? Makom She'ein Hilich L'Rabim, a place where people don't normally walk. Kagon Yam, like water, Ubika, a valley. V'itztavanis, v'itztaba, Perish Itztavanis. Makom She'lifnei Hachanuyos Shiyoshim Sam Hasocharim, the area where the shops are that the people who are selling their stuff sit, so people don't really walk by there. V'itztaba, who Makom She'manichan Ala Prakmatia. The itztaba is the platform which they actually place their wares on. Shelifnei ha'amudim b'rishus harabim, which is in front of the poles in the rishus harabim. The poles were the place where they used to hang their stuff that they would sell. V'hi rechav arba, it's four wide, v'gavoa mishlo sharasar, between 3 and 10 high. Those are examples of a carmelis. Mishnah Berurah explains, the Meiri says the reason that a yam is considered to be a carmelis and the walls of the sea don't count as mechitzos is because the mechitzos, the walls of the sea, are so far apart from each other that they don't combine to one another to make it into a rishus hayachid. Therefore, it is a carmelis instead. And even an ahar, a narrow stream, even though those walls might be near each other, two of them are, the walls on the outside aren't, and therefore they're far away, so it would be a carmelis, not a rishus hayachid. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses a rakakmaim, a puddle, which is in the rishus harabim, and the rishus harabim goes through it. If it's not 10 deep, even if it's not 4 wide, and therefore people jump over it, so still it's considered as part of the Rishus HaRabim. If it's in the Rishus HaRabim, it has the status of Rishus HaRabim, even though people jump over it. If it's 10 deep, though, and 4 wide, then it will be a carmelis, just like a yam. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that the Mechaber doesn't discuss the scenario of the Bein HaAmudim, the area in between the poles that people, that the salesmen hang their stuff on. It sounds like he would hold the Bein HaAmudim has the status of Rishus HaRabim like the Rambam, even though most poskim hold that the area Bein HaAmudim, since even though sometimes people do walk through it, since it's not comfortable to walk through it, it would have the status of a carmelis as well. The Mechaber continues discussing other examples of a carmelis. Karen Zavas Hasmuchel Rishus HaRabim. Kagam Avos Sheishon Shalosh Mechitzos Ein Lahem Lechi O Kor Berevias. If you have a street that juts into the area of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Shu Makor, Rishus HaRabim that is covered, that has a roof, v'tel she'esh bo arba al arba, a mound that is 4 by 4, ve'en al gavo asar, but is not 10 high, chen charetz shehu arba al arba, a ditch which is 4 by 4, ve'en al amak asar, but is not 10 deep, those are going to be examples of a carmelis. Sif tes v'av bais she'en tocho asara, a house which does not have 10 high inside of it, v'keru yo mashlimo la asara, but its roof is thick enough to hit 10, ve'esh bo arba al arba, and it's 4 wide, Toho Carmelis, the inside is considered a Carmelis because it's not 10 high. The Algab Rosh HaSayachid, but on top of it has the status of Rosh HaSayachid. Vim Chokik Bo Arba Al Arba, if you dig in the house, an area of 4 by 4, Afilu Be'emtza, Rachok Min Aksalim, even if it's far away from the walls, Nasa Kul Rosh HaSayachid, the whole inside becomes Rosh HaSayachid. Why is it okay that it's dug in the middle? It shouldn't have to be close to the walls so that we can rely on Lavud to make it that the walls are actually 10 high. If you dig an area in the middle of the house, so who cares that it's 10 high from the bottom of that middle? It has nothing to do with the walls on the outside. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that when it comes to Shabbos, all we care about is that the area inside be protected by the walls on the outside. So since the outer walls of the house are actually 10 high, including the roof, and now inside the guma, inside that which you dug, you now have 10 high from the bottom to the top, to the ceiling. So now that guma is called a Rishus HaYachid, and all the area around it counts as a Chor Rishus HaYachid to have the status of Rishus HaYachid, which we discussed earlier in Sif Dalet. But it sounds like that if the walls of the outside weren't actually 10 tfachim high, then it wouldn't be considered Rishus HaYachid. Rather, just the guma area would be Rishus HaYachid if it was within 3 tfachim of the walls, so that we could say Lavud, but otherwise, it would not be the case. And Eliyahu Rabbah isn't sure about such a case.